Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So the summer holidays are over and schools across the world are getting back into rhythm. That means that once again, English students everywhere will be dusting off the works of William Shakespeare. I know, it may not be your cup of tea, but what if I told you that Shakespeare was a wrestling fan? Heck, what if I told you that Shakespeare's love of the graps actually spills over into one of his plays? He was, and it did. So take out your notebooks, put away your mobile phones, and get ready for an English literature lesson, wrestling curiosities style. Don't worry, it'll only be about 10 minutes, and you can pop to the loo whenever you like. Introducing first, fighting out of the dukedom and representing the mighty Duke Frederick. He weighs in at no longer from head to foot than hip to hip and is the Shakespearean wrestling champion, the man called Charles. And his opponent, representing the Du Bois dynasty, he is the youth that will not be entreated, his own peril on his forwardness. This is Orlando! Born in Stratford-upon-Avon in 1564 on what was possibly the 23rd of April, that could be a kayfabe birthday, we're not entirely sure. William Shakespeare was a prolific playwright. In his lifetime, he wrote 38 plays, 154 sonnets, and probably loads of other stuff that he just didn't think much of and quietly put in the bin. His works have stood the test of time. Romeo and Juliet, King Lear, A Midsummer Night's Dream, Much Ado About Nothing, Hamlet, the Scottish play with the name we can't say.
By the Scottish play, I assume you mean Macbeth.
When he wasn't writing, though, Shakespeare would kick back with some of his favourite pastimes. Now, experts reckon that Will would have been partial to board games in his downtime, like backgammon and chess, maybe go for a few beers in the tavern with the lads. And also, experts reckon William Shakespeare would have been a big old fan of the wrestling. You see, wrestling during the Elizabethan era was a big thing. A real showcase of manliness was to offer out the wrestling champion, where the object was to hurl your opponent to the ground 3 times. The prize was normally a gold ring, and since it was typically common folk who turned their hand to wrestling, the rings would soon be sold off or traded for goods soon after. That is, if they won. You see, most places had a champion wrestler, one who would be called out by paupers and commoners in an attempt to earn these riches. They would find out very quickly if they could cut the mustard with a trained wrestler or not. Usually not. Shakespeare never competed in a wrestling match. Nah. After all, he was a writer, not a fighter. But he chose to incorporate wrestling in his 1559 pastoral comedy, As You Like It. Shakespeare had a lot of experience with writing dramas and tragedies. It was nice to see him turn his hand to comedy. Our hero is Orlando, the youngest son of the late Sir Ronald de Bois. Orlando is livid because his older brother Oliver, the inheritor of his father's estate, is keeping his share of the family inheritance from him. After a lot of big Shakespearean smack talk, he threatens to pull out his brother's tongue at one point. And a bit of rough housing, Oliver agrees reluctantly to pony over Orlando's share of the Du Bois dollar. Later that day, Oliver is visited by Charles, a professional wrestler from the court of Duke Frederick. Charles has caught wind that Orlando wishes to challenge him to a wrestling match in the courtyard of the Duke the next day. Our wrestling lad, Charles, is kind of like the Big Show. You know, massive frame, baldy head, but a gentle heart. And Charles asks Oliver to talk his brother out of the match for tomorrow. Charles knows that he is going to batter Orlando and wishes not to make an enemy of the usurper of the Dubois dominion and, consequently, the nobles in the dukedom. Oliver sees an opportunity to be shot of his upstart brother and keep his part of the inheritance. Oliver tells Charles that Orlando has conspired to have him killed and politely asks the mountain of a man to do right by the nobles and, quote, break his neck like his finger. Now, Orlando's opponent is not a gentle giant. He is a righteous monster. The next day, Charles arrives in the courtyard, ready for battle. A crowd has formed to watch the fight. Those who can't be there, I presume, are watching a dodgy stream on the WWE Network. Witnessing the fight front and center is Duke Frederick, leader of the dukedom. A volatile, vengeful ruler at that. Nothing like his brother, Duke Senior, who is currently banished to the Forest of Arden. You know, like you do. Senior's daughter, Rosalind, is also there. She is everything that her vile uncle isn't. She's kind, she's strong-willed, and she's very smart. She's actually one of Shakespeare's best-written heroines. She would have been banished to the forest with her father had she not been friends with Duke Frederick's daughter, Celia. Frederick is keen to get Rosalind on side, despite the whole banishment of her father thing. So he brings them along to the wrestling match for a fun family day out. Immediately, Rosalind's eye is drawn to a handsome young man arriving in the courtyard. And that man is Orlando, ready to challenge Charles to a wrestling match. Rosalind makes a brief attempt to try and talk him out of the beating he's about to receive. Orlando, though, is having none of it. Besides this, there's now a crowd. You can't really bait and switch a wrestling match like that. I mean, what do you think this is? Survivor Series 1999? The fight starts with a promo from Charles.
Come, where is this young gallant that is so desirous to lie with his Mother Earth?
Orlando gets on the mic and hits back.
His will have in it a more modest working. And you mean to mock me after? You should have not mocked me before, but come your ways.
Basically means I'm going to have you, mate. The bell sounds and we're away. Charles is dominant, hurling Orlando around the mat time and time again. But Orlando does not stay down. He continues to shock Charles by kipping up. Just when Orlando looks like he's running out of energy, being worn down by the much stronger Charles, the crowd roar and he feels a second wind bursting within him. With every ounce of strength left in his body, he grabs Charles by the waist, lifts his feet off the ground and drops him. One quick cover and the Duke calls for the end of the match. Orlando's hand is raised in victory. Rosalind runs to congratulate Orlando on winning the match and winning her heart. She says that they should maybe... Hang on, no. The wrestling bit is finished now, so we're not doing any more Shakespeare. No, we're not. If you want to know what happens from there, maybe pick up the book sometime or ask a retired English teacher. The wrestling scene from As You Like It was easily the most popular part of the entire play. The more elaborate performances would have had the wrestling match spill out into the crowd, much to the delight of a somewhat bloodthirsty audience. Several artists from that time have painted the scene as well. And if you ever watch an amateur production of As You Like It, the wrestling match is always the highlight for the performers and for the audience. As You Like It wasn't the most critically successful of Shakespeare's works. Some people have said, in comparison to his other pieces, it was lowbrow and lacking artistry. George Bernard Shaw, an iconic Irish playwright, says that he believed Will wrote As You Like It as a crowd pleaser, a play that, while lacking artistic fibre, had a wider appeal to a simpler-minded audience, if you will. Ironically, these are comments thrown around about wrestling today, so of course it makes sense that this is the play that featured the craps. William Shakespeare was, and forever will be, the greatest writer in the English language. His way with words have lasted centuries beyond his passing. An astute, clever, passionate playwright who was also, as we have learned today, almost definitely a massive fan of wrestling.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.